Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, you know how when we were having that meeting before the show and I had to take a phone call?
Yes.
This is literally, during that, this is literally the phone call I had.
Okay.
Let me see if I can recreate it. As you know, I threw the old back out, and yesterday I was actually pursuing a doctor to see about an evaluation
I
on
said,
my back.
Doctor to the relieve the bellyache.
I said, I was pursuing a doctor to see about some alternative surgical things. They can do injections. They give you a cortisone shot. They do whatever. I'm actually getting a little better with the back, but I always like to keep my options open. So last year, when the other failing body part on me was going, the doctor who was dealing with my hip recommended this doctor because he thought it was more my back than my hip.
Okay.
So he gave me this name. So I called yesterday. I said I was referred to because I thought I was referred to this doctor.
Yeah,
so I got a call back from the nurse. This is how the conversation goes. Mr. O'Mara? I said, yes. This is Dr. B's office. You called yesterday? I said, yes, I did. I left a detailed message. How can we help you? So right away, obviously, the detailed message has not been listened to, so I have to go over it again. And I said, last year, and she says, okay, well, do you have a referral from the doctor? I said, well, he referred me last year. He gave me this doctor's name. Well, we're going to need that in writing from the doctor. Okay, so that's okay. Very good. So we'll go get that. And he said, by the way, have you seen Dr. before? I said, no. Oh, okay. Well, he's booked out till usually the middle of May.
Oh,
I said, okay,
God.
Thank you very much.
Must
I said, well,
be nice.
And what are you looking for specifically? I said, well, I'd like somebody to refer the to my MRI just to see where I am. When did you have it done? I said, about a year ago. I said, well, if it's over a year, you'll have to get another one. I said, thank you very much. That's another yes. Thank you. Thank you. I love you already. I want to marry you. You're so sweet and kind to me.
Yeah.
She said, so if you're keeping track, it's need to go to the doctor and get a referral. Booked out till May, doesn't need the MRI that I have, the very expensive procedure, needs to get a new one. Thank you. And then the last thing was, I said, yeah, well, I'm just trying to explore alternative techniques to surgery. Obviously, I'd love to get maybe a shot. Well, he doesn't do that. I said, well, you know what? You've just inundated me with the no answer, and I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's been a pleasure dealing with you. And she said, and then she proceeds to say, well, this was her help to me. She said, there are many different pain specialists in the Fort Myers area.
Thanks.
I said, oh, thank you. Thanks, bitch. Thanks so much. I really appreciate that care and concern.
Wouldn't it
thank
be great
you so
if
very
you had
much.
Said to
that
her,
was going on when I was talking to you, Oscar.
That's not fun.
Yes, said, it was fun.
You know
not
what?
Fun
there's
at
also
all.
A lot of grocery stores. How about
yeah.
that? What
yeah.
do you make of
they're
that?
They're grocery
she
stores, or perhaps
that
you know,
you're some sort of junkie.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
doctor shopping.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's Mike O'Mara
right.
shopping doctors.
So it
you
just
want some
goes,
of that good Merck
the
stuff.
Oxy.
Yeah.
It goes on and on and on, baby. And yeah, it's down here now. By the way, the Fort Myers area, I watched the news last night. They are on track to set a record at RSW, Fort Myers Airport, the regional Southwest airport, for the most traffic that they've ever had.
Oh, that's great.
You know why? Because I moved down here.
Well, you're
because I moved down here. They're all coming down.
Trendsetter, ahead of the curve.
Yeah,
you've been going down there
me.
Back when it was a sleepy hamlet. Yeah. And now look
that's
at
me.
It.
Now it's
that's
FT.
Me.
That's
yes.
right. And you
but
know what?
Another
they're
thing
all
I found
going
out.
To get pain medication.
I found out another thing that what? They're actually, they're going to be building a little town center.
Ooh.
In our neighborhood,
oh.
which and get ready for this.
Yeah,
they're doing it to attract younger people.
Oh,
yes.
They are pivoting. Wow. They're pivoting,
or as they refer to them in Florida, the younger people, 50-year-olds.
And as I said to my wife, not going to work.
Yeah, you know what, kids, the young kids, they don't want a town center.
They
never
going to work.
They want bars.
They want, what they want is, it's a retail, residential, amenities community that has a walking system and transit. What, that's the way it was explained to me.
What's
that's
the place
it.
Where you live in Fairfax?
Fairfax Pong? Corner.
Fairfax Corner. Yeah. You know what they're going to have?
Kind of a similar type of thing.
They're going to have one of those BS fountains that's in the middle of the sidewalk that just right. shoots up water randomly.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
So all the little infected children can run around in the bad water.
They chlorinate it now.
Oh, that's good.
Because
oh,
so many
God.
Kids were
Finally.
Playing in it, they decide to chlorinate it.
Finally.
Now, in your Fairfax Corner where they chlorinate, though, you have mm-hmm. shopping, correct? You have restaurants, right?
I do. There's shopping, there's bars, and that's all for me.
Everything's there.
It's all there for me.
But you don't partake in any of them, do you?
No. Mm-hmm. Well, most of the shopping is like chicks' clothing stores and like yoga crap.
So what you wear.
Yeah, but
when really all you need is like an Asian convenience store with good deals on smokes.
Pretty much. And alcohol. And I'm set.
And alcohol.
That's
and you're good to go.
A Korean
Fairfax
bodega.
Corner, is Fairfax Corner where they have the Whole Foods?
No. That's a little ways up. I think that's Eastern Market.
Yeah, the Coastal
like
Flats.
Half a mile
Coastal
away.
Flats. They have the theater
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Chipotle.
What's the one where your radio partner goes to the football
That Whole
games?
Foods?
Yeah.
What is that? That's a little
what that mart is called. I've been there
it's
once.
Eastern Market.
I guess it's called Eastern
Market
in D.C.
Oh, Eastern Market sounds very, very international, does it not?
And then there's Leesburg Square near where you are. Is that correct?
Leesburg right? Square. Of course, Leesburg hey, Square was built in the pre-Civil War.
Do you ever feel
beautiful,
like...
rich with history, Mike.
Like when either of you are living out there that you've made a mistake? Because I know we've all felt that way sometimes.
You know, what you don't realize is going on here. This is Oscar playing the long game because he wants Pony to rent his apartment when he buys his house. So he's doing the soft sell. He's saying, do you ever feel that not living in Glover Park is a mistake and that
you know,
if you
Pony,
were to take an apartment in Glover Park, your life might improve tenfold?
I told him we'd take a loss to have him as a tenant.
Exactly.
That's an incredible offer. You'd be downtown. It would be magnificent for a single guy. It would be great. What do you think about that offer?
Just you know, I don't want to live in D.C. D.C. is a
Why?
Nightmare.
Why? Because there's
to do.
Just wonderful culture. There's a great nightlife. The women are aplenty just waiting for you.
Yeah,
there's a
like
strip bar across the street you can walk to.
What you're doing is you're trying to talk a vegetarian into moving into the meatpacking district. It's full of wonderful opportunities that don't interest me.
I had a great conversation with Shannon. Shannon was concerned about your smoking, which I said, ding. Yep. I was like, as long as he doesn't smoke in the joint, it's a non-smoking building. I get that. But she likes you a lot, and she said, this may be great for a social life.
Taking a loss to get you into that. But you know, you can talk all you want. Yes, go ahead,
We've
Rob.
Proven that his social life means nothing to him.
And it's not the Hansons aren't next
have a
door.
Social life.
What are you going to do about that?
But the fact is, what it all comes down to is the FOM factor. The FOM factor is really what it always has been for Pony. You know that. I know that. We don't talk about it a lot, but it is.
The FOM factor.
FOM.
Yeah, what is that?
Fear of minorities.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
That's right. Tonight we are discussing history's biggest frenemies. Shut up. No, you shut up. See? The term frenemies was coined in the 1950s by an American journalist describing the relationship of the United States with the, at that time, Soviet Union. And we were, you know, America and Russia were friends because we didn't drop nuclear bombs on each other, but we were enemies because we really wanted to drop nuclear bombs on each other. Now, frenemies. Is very difficult. You're friends but enemies. I know a little bit about this because I used to work in late night television. And all the guys in late night television are all very friendly except they hate each other and will kill each other for a 0.0% rating. Craig, are you saying that all these guys don't all live in the same house and are friends? No, I'm not saying that. We do. Obviously, all the late night hosts live in the same house and they're all friends. I just got kicked out and I live in a trailer at the bottom of the car park. A trailer called Freedom. But, you know, you look at... No, don't. Oh, Craig, we feel sorry for you. Now, look. Look at David Letterman and Jay Leno. They were friends until they found themselves in heated competition for the seat of Johnny Carson and also The Tonight Show. But, of course... Of course, they were both eclipsed by, you know, the singing giggly kid from Saturday Night Live. So, and I'm going to say it is better than both of them. Boom, I said it. Yeah. Now, in psychoanalysis, Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung were frenemies. Basically, Freud believed that everything was about sex, and Jung believed that everything was about magical pixies. And then when they made up, they found out that you can have sex with magical pixies.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Through all of that, kind of a tip of the hat to Jimmy Fallon, right?
That
entire spiel there, he did a very nice job with that.
Have you watched Ferguson's new show? I guess it's on, is it on the History Channel?
Yeah.
It's just like a half-hour version of his talk show. You'd love it. He monologues, then he panels with guests.
Got to check it out.
It's
absolutely
so funny. Join He's so die. Good. Join we or are, Die, it's called. Yeah.
Join or Die. We're coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is The Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you are here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Let's face facts. Your company is only as good as the people you hire. But hiring the best people isn't easy, and you can bet there are other companies out there trying to get them first. You need an edge. You need ZipRecruiter.com. Trust me. One single job posting is not going to find the quality candidates you need. And if you're already short-staffed, you don't have time to deal with dozens of different job sites, thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to over 100 job sites with a single click and be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes. People love ZipRecruiter. Yep. It takes the pain out of this process. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. You can try ZipRecruiter today. It's absolutely free. Here's what I want you to do. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. Try it for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and then be like those 400,000 businesses because they have realized that ZipRecruiter is the way to go. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it today.
Don't do stuff with your voice like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not cool.
I'm addicted to the Vicks company products. I'm here to say that I don't think at this point in time I would be functioning without the Vicks people. I introduced another narcotic into the mix last night, and it almost killed me.
What is it?
Almost wiped me out.
Poppers?
Grand Marnier.
Oh.
Oh, a lot of people say it has a medicinal quality to it.
No. I don't know how, when I was in the bar business, that I would,
That's a go-to shot, right?
It's a go-to shot, but we, as you boys probably know, we had a bit of a night in the O'Mara household last night. And so I said, Carla, get the snifters out. Let's try this. And she poured herself a little.
Was that the tone, or was it more defiant? Carla!
Carla!
Get the snifters out!
Get the snifters. I fully knew that I was going to be enjoying the Grand Marnier followed by the 8:30 NyQuil. And then I still stayed up, which is just.
Oh, so you
fought the
NyQuil sleep?
I fought the NyQuil sleep, yeah.
Oh, then,
yeah, because you know, I mean, I can't go into details about it, but a lot was going on,
sure.
And so I was staying up. But the fact is, the biggest mistake I made was when Carla did not go for the Grand Marnier, so she left hers, and I took a couple of sips of hers. So
oh,
I basically
doubled up,
had
yeah.
a shot and a half of this stuff
Doppel
with NyQuil on top of
snifter.
It. And when I woke up this morning at about 5:45, 6 o'clock, Carla said, I'm going to go get Michael. And my response to her, this is exactly what it sounded like. It sounded like this. It is not going to be anything but the DayQuil and NyQuil from this point out. And I think I'm at the cusp. I'm going to start the improvement.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to start going in the other direction.
You're doing good, Keith.
Yeah.
You're just cutting out the elements one at a time. You're going to dry out. The Grand Marnier, for those who don't know, is an orange liqueur. It's French.
Yes, it is.
And I think because
it
of
be
that...
It's referred to as the bartender's friend, Rob.
I
That's
think
what it was referred
because
to.
Of its orange flavor, you're thinking that, it must have some vitamin C.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be excellent for someone who is ailing.
Why? The times I've had Grand Marnier, I've had multiple issues.
Well,
it's
extraordinarily
so sweet.
It's a key ingredient.
It's so sicky sweet, but it's so boozy, too.
Like, blackout.
Yep.
Probably try to fight some people. Yeah. Like, very not scary. Fun.
It's,
not
a key, it's a key ingredient in the fruitcake. Did you know that? That's what I glaze
really?
Them with. Yeah, that's one of the reasons.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That explains a lot.
It does. That's why you eat the fruitcake and fall down.
That's awesome. I like that. Well, in the bar biz, that's what the bartenders, they call it the bartender's friends. You'd sit there, be a little sipping thing. You weren't, you know, you weren't making a big deal of taking a real shot of booze or drinking a beer, which would get you noticed. You'd have a little snifter and just take a little sippy, and that would kind of keep you steady the whole time. And then when I owned the bar and I would get under the weather, I would sip on that, and it's horrible. It doesn't do anything medicinally for
every
you,
high school reunion I've been to, and I guess we've had three of them because we're coming up on it. We just had
30?
30 will be the next one. But there was a guy I went to high school with. He was a jock. His name was David McDonald, and he always, for some reason,
David McDonald?
And he says, Spiewak! I was like, what, David? He's Spiewak! Grand Marnier shots, come on! And it's like, it's a thing for him.
Shots?
Yeah.
Like, knock it back is a shot?
Yes.
Oh, my God, that'll kill you.
And
that'll
kill you. You hear it from across the dance floor. Spiewak! Grand Marnier shots! I'm like, I gotta go!
Was
wonder
that?
How the TMOS Elite then? Whiskey Society will react to that. Love that group.
No, I
love
don't think he's group. Ever been a douche. I think he's just very assertive. And that's
Spiewak.
His thing. Spiewak! That was I got called
come
out.
Come
on, me. Oh,
excuse me.
No, we'll stick to the Grand Marnier. Yeah.
Grandma shots. But I will tell you that I am, I think finally, I look, I've had a lot of colds over the years, but not a lot in the last like 5 years. And I will tell you after this, I'm all in on the Vicks, Vapo, whatever company it is that their products, that keeps me chugging.
Do you
I
ever
like
rub
that
it on
stuff.
Your chest or have Carla do it?
That's
no,
the Vapo
you mean the
Vicks
Vapo Rub?
Yes.
No, I don't.
That's your thing.
That's my bit. Mm-hmm.
Didn't your Mamo do that on your other show?
Yeah, it was creepy.
Didn't you talk about that?
Yeah. When I was a younger man, in my early 30s.
She still did it?
that I think that was the creep factor.
I know.
Oh God,
for
that's
my guys.
A little disturbing right there.
You know, sometimes you just remember the first time someone makes you laugh. And the first time Oscar ever made me laugh, I was listening to him on the radio, and he said, I was, I was talking with my roommate.
Yeah, my mom.
And Chad said, you live with your parents. He says, yeah, my roommates, mom and dad.
And they still take care of you.
I remember they, where he was.
That's right. You lived at home for a long time,
yes.
And they still took care of you with the Vicks Vapor
and
Rub.
And she came into my childhood bedroom where I was staying.
Yeah.
And she said she had the Menti Sun, which is Vicks Vapor Rub, basically.
Menti Sun.
Is that now? Is that her name for it, or is it another?
That's the
product
brand name from Bolivia, right?
So is this? If you were to find this at a grocery store,
they don't sell it here.
Would it be like among the tall religious candles?
It looks like a skull tin.
Oh wow!
Yes.
Okay, so because I pictured it would be right by the Inca Kola, Mike.
No, my people probably couldn't afford the big vat, right?
Right. So they have
a little
tin. Bit, sure.
Yes.
Yeah. So
Menti Sun.
Spell it.
Menti Sun, MENTISAN.
Nice, okay.
Menti Sun.
We'll need that.
And
it sounds like you're getting in Japan. Menti Sun.
We'll have it.
Sorry.
So.
Hello, Menti Sun.
31? Yeah, 31. Yeah. And she walked in and she said, this is probably going to help you. I was under the weather, right?
More like 30 wonderful.
This is creepy now that I look back at it.
Yeah, now
but
it is.
But then it just seemed like, yeah.
Do you,
my mom's taking care of me.
Have you ever compared the American Vicks Vapo Rub product
same
with the
formula.
Menti Sun?
The Vicks may be a little less suspect, but
less suspect.
A little fresher.
So when you say less suspect, does that mean the Menti Sun might have a little ingredient that's maybe illegal but has a better kick?
Yeah, it may
to
have
it,
some performing enhancing drugs. I have no idea. It just smells a little different. And
I
you feel a little better using Menti Sun.
Menti Sun, Mike, is mostly made of hooves.
You know,
it's been outlawed here.
I'm gonna date myself right now. Do you know what my mom used to? Did you ever hear of paregoric?
Yeah, of course.
Did you? You're old
it
enough to know paregoric.
Me, but I know the references to it.
It's
was,
an
that
element,
was a,
right?
It was a stomach. It was a. No, it's not an element. It's a stomach thing, right? Where you would have a bad tummy and you would paregoric.
Let me look it up because I remember the Three Stooges reference it a lot for some reason. So it has
all I know is licorice-y and we took paregoric when you had an upset stomach. And if you
honey, did you
like,
have a BM or do you need some paregoric?
Did you have a nice BM? Or if you had, God forbid, you got into the medicine cabinet and ate daddy's tranquilizers, you'd have to get Ipecac. Have you ever heard of Ipecac?
Yeah, and that's to make
syrup
you throw
up. Syrup of Ipecac, which makes you vomit. That's pretty nasty.
They sound horrible. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they got sophisticated later on in life when people just stuck their fingers down there. As opposed to the syrup.
Oh, my God. Paregoric or camphorated tincture of opium.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So it's actually a narcotic derivative.
It's an opiate?
Yeah. It's a medication known for its anti-diarrheal, anti-tussive, I guess that is stomach upset.
Tussin.
Put some tussin on it.
And analgesic, which is pain-relieving properties. Paregoric. Of course, you know what? If you take opium, you're going to feel great. Who cares if you're crapping your pants?
Oh, man. My mom gave me that opium a lot of times. Paregoric was a staple. And I think I had the squirts a lot when I was a kid. You know, and I know that one morning I had scrambled eggs and Hawaiian punch and went to catechism and threw up right on Father McDonald's shoes.
Oh, and that
on the front step.
I'm thinking that would be a most festive color, orange. If you have the yellow of eggs,
scrambled eggs and Hawaiian punch. Mm. And oh, by the way, you know, look, when you look back at the way we were raised, our parents from my era, and I'm talking about children of the late '60s into the early '70s.
Right.
That's when chemicals and food coloring and additives became a staple. Yeah. I give you all that crap was a very significant part of my childhood. We're talking about Hawaiian punch. Wow, I could have had a Hawaiian punch. Go do a chemical analysis of that we had a can every day in my refrigerator. That is all I drank.
Well, we called it
a big giant can that you would open with a can opener.
Whoa.
And then pour a big red, bright red dye number two juice glass and fill it. That's what we had.
In our house, we just called it red stuff. You want a glass of red stuff? Hawaiian
punch, not to be confused with the other stuff that we had, mandarin oranges in the can with the syrup.
Heavy syrup.
That was a big treat for me. We had that. Mrs. Paul's fish sticks, which was really probably ground carp that was formed into
as a Maine family that you would let fish sticks in your kitchen.
We were a Connecticut family. Yeah. We were not a Maine family.
The Gordon fishermen.
We didn't have that natural stuff. And to be honest with you, growing up, the greatest culinary discovery of my childhood was when the Golden Arches came to town, and I had to go down and visit my dad's spinster aunts who would be, who raised him when his parents died when he was three, and we'd have to go down every Sunday. And the only thing that changed that was in Middletown, Connecticut, one day said, there's a new place that's opened up that you kids might be curious about. And I remember driving down through Middletown and seeing the Golden Arches.
Wow.
Your dad is awesome. He didn't just tell you. He said, you might be curious about this place.
Yeah, you might be curious about
that. What you call in radio,
that.
A value-added teaser.
Yeah. You drive through, you go down through South Glastonbury, you take a right at Portland at the intersection,
right.
Drive by, which was the very short-lived porno drive-in movie theater, which was another thing.
A drive-in porno theater?
Oh, we came back from a hockey game when I was in midget hockey. I was like 8 or 9 or 10 or something like this, and we had a station wagon full of kids.
Yeah.
And the midget hockey team was in the back of the station wagon, and just above the shrubs at the drive-in movie theater, there were people banging on screen.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow. It was a special moment.
I guess so.
It was very special. And so we had,
especially when you saw those shrubs, Mike.
I'm thinking full bush.
That's right.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that. So we drive through, and then we go down, and it was the Golden, I mean, really, 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 the Golden mm-hmm. Arches, where they were built into the ground, and you had what appeared to be kind of a glass building.
Yeah, the original design, the Ray Kroc.
It was a hamburger
design.
Stand, is yes. what it was. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really what you have nowadays, and I remember that was Sunday. That was the only thing that I looked forward to, and it was, 20 minutes before we would get down to New Haven, Connecticut, and go see the old, 350-year-old aunts that we'd have down there. So the best part of my day was, do you realize that for probably 10 years of my childhood, mm-hmm. my Sunday ritual was go to Mass, go to Catholic Mass with the family, get in the car, and drive down to New Haven, Connecticut to visit the spinster aunts. That's what we did.
That was really sweet.
Sounds
though.
Like a pretty
that
good little
really
Sunday.
Yeah.
It was sweet for my parents that probably felt like they were doing their job, but dragging us along was nightmarish.
Yeah,
it was. And before McDonald's, the only place we'd get to go would be George and Harry's, which had a hamburger, and I got to have a hamburger there. That's why I'm fat, because my parents bribed me with food. That's what it was all about.
And then home for anal leakage and Paregoric.
Paregoric and the whole thing. But, I remember that after that, I would always say, my mom would say, we're going to have hamburgers for dinner. And I'd say, oh, Mom. And my mom, God bless her, would make hamburgers as close as she could to the McDonald's burgers, which killed my father because my father wanted these big, bloody, juicy, thick burgers. And my mom would like put plates together to mash the patty down and put a pickle on it to make a McDonald's hamburger. They never tasted the same though. They weren't like McDonald's.
And you were quick to tell her.
Because they didn't have the preservatives.
You were quick to tell her. So you blew it again, Mom.
Do you know McDonald's had at one point or another they had roast beef? They had roast beef sandwiches at McDonald's.
They tested a lot of stuff.
They had fried chicken at McDonald's.
Burger King now has the hot dogs on the market.
Have you sampled the Burger King hot dog?
Yesterday, I almost stopped. I didn't have time. I just didn't have time. I'm ready, though.
That would be such a cheat. I could do that today.
You should, Mike. Treat yourself.
I could do that today. Yeah. Oh, my God. I bet they're fantastic. But that was the... If you went back and looked up Middletown, Connecticut McDonald's, I think it was one of his very, very first stores on the East Coast.
I know the exact building design you're describing, because when they have the Ray Kroc plaque in every McDonald's that talks about how great he is, in that plaque there is like a picture in the relief.
And the arch.
Yeah, with the double arch. Yeah. Another really old one was the one, it's gone now, but the one in downtown McLean only had one arch. It was just like...
Oh, it would go all the way around.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Yes, yes.
Before they went to the double that looked like the M. That was really old. Now I think it's like a plant market.
It was so
like
special for us. And the only other thing I had to look forward to would be when we'd get down to New Haven, they lived in one of these old, dark wooden buildings, you know, with the inside, like the olden style old houses that had all the mahogany wood inside. And, you know, back in its day, it probably was quite a house, but you know, with time, it's now you know, the entire neighborhood is gone. It's not what it used to be. It's run down.
Is the house gone, or does the house still
stand? I have not stopped by the house. I probably wouldn't be able to figure it out where it was. And you know, if I went, it'd be one of those neighborhoods Pony doesn't like to visit. So
I understand.
I'm not sure that I would do that.
What if we threw in a stop at McDonald's? Would you go?
Be excited. It'd be exciting. The only other thing they had, because they were all 300 years old, they had the little, what do they call it? The stair.
A stair lift?
The stair lift, where you would be able to sit on it and
fantastic.
Go up to the top.
Yeah.
And it was two flights. It was two flights. So it would go up and go, and then turn a corner and then go up and, you know, constantly for the entire 2 hours that we would be there. It'd be like, Mike, stop playing on that. Stop playing on that. And then you have to go upstairs and see your Aunt Lila. And I was like, I don't want to see Aunt Lila. Then we have to go next door and see Aunt Kitty. No, she's got whiskers. I don't want to kiss her. But there's a little feeling a little nostalgic today. So remember those type of things. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's Rob Spiewak's fabulous birthday extravaganza last night. And we all know that his wife is incredibly thoughtful. We're going to find out exactly what kind of evening she provided for the boy when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to another episode of Nature's Minute, brought to you by The Mike O'Mara Show. Today, we're in the jungles of Bolivia with Dr. Maria Garcia in search of Ara uninformicus, or the South American turncoat macaw, as it's more commonly known.
Escucha, escucha, creo que uno está cerca.
Okay, she thinks we're close.
Este es el mírenme, estoy aquí.
That's the classic. Look at me, call.
El pájaro vuela por la selva, dejándonos saber que está
the bird
acá.
Demands the jungle acknowledge its presence.
El resto de los animales no le prestan
but the other
atención.
Animals don't seem to care.
Pero a Lara esto no le importa y continúa gritando sin parar.
It seems that the lack of a response does nothing to deter the bird from its endless squawking.
Al no recibir contestación, el ara empieza a demandar que el pájaro que
even though it got no
pareja,
responses, the macaw reminds potential mates to focus on fitness.
Él dice, tiene que estar apretado.
Apparently it's saying something like, keep it tight, if my Spanish is correct. Once again, we're not hearing any responses, which might explain why this species of macaw is in swift decline. Dr. Garcia, is there any demand for efforts to protect the species and possibly save it from extinction?
No.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today. Remember,
To learn more about the amazing world around you, download the TMOS app. Things are always tight there. Ciao, ciao.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Brilliant.
So, oh, my God.
Who was that again?
He requested anonymity.
Oh,
but
wow.
That's, well, I told him
Anonymous,
it's the best. It's the best.
Keep sending them to us. That is fantastic.
Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob sent me a batch, and I'm going to give a second go. We got Coaster Gallery from our good friend Joel Rogers.
There's former advertiser on this
Coaster
show.
Coaster Gallery.
Dirk Bastrick has sent his personal card with a "Hey, listen" on the back with the Mike O'Mara Show. Cross Keys Dental with Vincent Pedali, who's a dentist in Fairport, New York. I want to say hi to him. Thanks for sending your Vistaprint card. And KarmaTag.com. How's your driving? That comes to us from, we don't have a name here, it's just the company, KarmaTag.
I believe what KarmaTag, they sent a whole bunch of stuff. I didn't want to send you all of it. It's a thing where you can report bad drivers online, I believe.
Ooh,
pretty neat idea. But he did all his merchandising.
Look at all this free advertising for using Vistaprint. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how there about
look at this?
Yeah.
Please send along your cards and send them to Rob. And Rob, what's the address? Do you want him to send them to TMOS?
Yeah, send them to the P.O. Box, 2796 Leesburg, 20177.
We're telling you about Vistaprint, where you can get 500 cards for under $10, $9.99 when you enter our promo code TMOS. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a dazzling first impression. They're totally customizable, front and back. You can upgrade to the card stock, add a fancy finish, even raised print. Great quality, easy to customize, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. And then when you get your cards, send us a copy, and we might put it on the show for
love
you.
It, love it.
Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. Vistaprint, a longtime advertiser of the Mike O'Mara Show, and the best deal in the world, $9.99 for 500 business cards. You cannot beat that. Moving right along, let's check in with Mr. Rob Spiewak, who was 62 yesterday.
Exactly. It was nice. Frank and Jack came over, and we talked about the old days. And and we played the March of the Day. No, I turned 45 yesterday, and I really have to give Carrie credit. She really made it a great night.
That's sweet.
The kids remembered. The kids gave me cards. Linus gave me a card. And it sucks having a birthday on a Tuesday because it's a Tuesday. But the couples that we do the supper club with all took it out of there. They came over for drinks and dessert
That's
last night.
Cool.
They showed up at 8:30, and we emptied quite a few bottles. And this morning came a little soon, and I like to appreciate and say thank
you.
Yeah,
I can
all
tell. I can tell you're banged up today.
Yeah.
I can tell you got a little hungover today. So, what were the drinks last night? What were
I was drinking whiskey. All you want.
Whiskey.
And then, but also the Talamys came, and she made one of her signature dessert drinks, which I think is brandy, Godiva liqueur, and vanilla ice cream. It's called a Magnolia. And it
Well, great. How do they just pour that over the vanilla ice cream?
No, and the ice cream, it's a blender drink, and it's served in tall shots. It was delicious.
Wow. You sip it or just?
I sipped it. Yeah, I only had one because it was a little rich. But
man,
also,
man, that's waking up in the morning. I bet your Duke was painful. Pretty nasty right there.
Needed some paragoric today.
Yeah, that's for
little
sure.
Paragoric. But wow. Carrie put out a nice spread, like some fruits and chocolate dip, and also a cheesecake, but with homemade raspberry sauce.
Sweet.
I mean, it was a really nice evening, but nothing beats what Carrie bought me for my birthday. And the thing is that I've been yelled at by all of my family for years. You're impossible to shop for because when you want something, you go get it.
You are hard to shop for.
Yeah.
Yeah. You really are hard to shop for.
It's also unique gifts.
And I mean, at 45, I have pretty much everything I want.
Well, you've got a very public set of interests.
Yeah,
mean, everybody knows you love Jerry, you love Elvis, you love jukeboxes,
mm-hmm.
You love that kind of nostalgia, you love death. I'm trying to think of the other things.
The Beatles. I love
yes.
it when the Beatles
Oh, sorry
die.
About George Martin.
Yeah,
I know
very
you'll probably
sad.
Do something for
I have
him,
something
yeah.
in the audio vault about that. So Carrie said, I got you something, and I don't think you're going to expect it. I just hope you
Ooh.
Like it. And I said, okay. And Robert was actually in on this because it involved a package coming in and being spirited away without me seeing it. And I will now present to you what Carrie got me for my birthday.
This is exciting. I'm looking forward
Drum
to
roll.
Seeing what this is. This
is
very,
a
very
framed,
cool.
autographed picture of one of the great men of history. Wade Byard.
Good evening. This is Wade Byard, the public information officer from Loudoun County Public School. schools.
Oh,
Loudoun County Public
God.
Schools has decided to close tomorrow because of forecasted extreme wind chill temperatures.
So, you have to put it in. You know where you could put that? You can seriously put that right over your head.
Oh,
I see that right. Rob, you see right in back of you between those two pieces of wood?
Yep.
That is perfect for you.
And what, now, here's the thing that's funny is that she actually struck up an email conversation with the guy. He has a headshot. Why would he have
this
a headshot?
This is a professional headshot.
It really is. Like, he's at the three-quarter angle and everything.
It looks like, seriously, it may have been done by the school photographer when he was taking the kids' pictures.
I hadn't thought about that.
That's probably
that's the background.
How they did it.
That is. That's the Wade background.
Bard. But hey, we'll play a little more of Wade Bard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools.
Hey, Wade.
Good evening. This is Wade Bard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. Loudoun County Public Schools has decided to close tomorrow because of forecasted extreme wind chill temperatures. Administrative offices will open on time.
Now, what's good is after seeing the autographed photo, we found out that his middle initial is B, Wade B. Byard. And also we found out with a little research, he is the second highest paid employee in Loudoun County Public Schools.
Is he really?
Damn, yes. Daniel.
Damn, Wade.
Hold on. Wait, with second highest paid, so the first would be like the superintendent of schools?
Actually, just tell everybody. It's public information.
No, we didn't find out the amount. We just found out that he's second only
to
superintendent. But you know what? God bless Carrie for not only making the night fun and special.
Is it really his signature, too?
Yes. Yes.
That's fantastic.
So she had to send in a self-addressed stamped envelope, and then the picture was sent. And then Robert had to intercept it, so I didn't see that we were getting a padded mailer.
A
from
self-addressed stamped on. Like, that cheap bastard could have put something in the mail.
Tell me about it. He makes all that money?
Wade Byard. So, I would really be curious to
I'm
know
finding
how much
it right
he,
now, Mike.
Yeah, please
he
do.
He pulls down. That would be fantastic.
And,
that
you
would
know,
be
all
great.
Those pre-recorded messages. And also, he does... The last time he was on television is when Loudoun County lost the SATs. They actually Ooh. Lost the SAT tests.
What do you mean they lost the SATs?
They lost them.
Oh, you mean like they were taken by the students and then misplaced?
No, it was before the tests were given. They were still in the boxes, and they lost them. And he was on Channel 4, and I remember I was drinking a cup of coffee, and I almost spit it out.
Oh, so before they were even graded, they lost them?
I almost spit it out, because there in full color on television was Wade, and he says... Turns out they were under some other boxes.
So how long did they go? By the way, for anybody, you know, everybody's taking the SAT.
Yes, ACT,
I mean, it's the most
SAT.
Stressful thing.
Oh,
I mean,
it's horrible.
So they thought for a while that they, you know, somebody that might have left that and aced it and thought, hey, I really prepped for this, and they just...
They were gone for over a day. Over 24 hours they were unaccounted for, and here's the thing that I was thinking about. What if a student had found the box of tests before they were administered and knew what was coming up? Because these should be guarded. These are the most important tests you'll take in high school.
I understand
that. And they were
that,
unaccounted for over a day.
Well, I understand that lurking around the warehouse where these were collected, Bluto and D-Day were seen with D-Day had a flashlight in his mouth. It was very, very scary. And then unfortunately, Wade Byard's horse was shot, and it was very,
they had
very
to measure
scary
the horse.
At that particular time. Anyway. Then we found out what
in
what
2010,
Wade
again, these are state employees, so it's public information.
Of
you can
course.
This is a long time ago, too, so he's maybe gotten raises since then.
Well, you know, he's a lot of great work.
Cost of living, just for inflation. But as of 2010, he made $124,000.
Wow!
Oh, I thought he would make more, to be honest.
But that's
not a bad living, though, as far as
especially when you're taking off so many days.
That's true.
What else does he do?
So he made $124,000, which means if you go to 2016 with the cost of living adjustment, that salary now would be $124,067.
Exactly.
That's the way that would work.
And the other fact that I have to tell while we're talking all things Wade, and I do love the man. I think he's wonderful.
No, you don't.
But he's also a failed screenwriter. He's written a screenplay.
All right, that's it. You know what? It's official.
Yes.
You know, maybe not soon, but perhaps... Prior to the
can
fall,
we have him on?
Winter, let's book Wade Byard. Let's get him in here.
And you can say hello, and he'll say,
"Good evening. This is Wade Byard, the public information officer from Loudoun County Public Schools."
Yeah. I'm sure he's the kind of guy that would love to come on this show. It'd be fantastic. So how do you rate your birthday on a scale of 1 to 10? How would you give your
birthday? You know
birthday?
What? I'll give it a 10 last night. It was perfect. It would be surrounded by friends and everything cool. And then this weekend off to the Peking Gourmet. So that'll be great too. So
say hi to Lily. That is seriously a place that
you gotta miss it. You gotta miss
really miss up there.
You're a jerk.
It's overrated.
Lily and George and Bill and Gail and all those good people up there. All right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about a sport that I wish was more accessible to people, and it's a sport that Oscar might know a little bit about. But I'll tell you, I think this is the new thing. So I'll tell you about that when we come back. A big baseball player back in high school. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by one of our newest advertisers, Omaha Steaks. And are you people enjoying your Omaha Steaks? Exceptional meats, great prices, and the best customer service. Omaha Steaks delivers it all. Beef and bison from the Golden Plains, not to mention seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb, plus veggies, desserts, appetizers, so much more. Everything is backed by Omaha Steaks 100% unconditional guarantee. And I would like to take this opportunity to say to our listening audience, we're a tiny little machine here, and it works so well when you share your enthusiasm, when you receive your package of Omaha Steaks. It really, really is great. And so many of you have been using the code TMOS and getting 76% off the O'Mara assortment. If you don't know what that is, you might take advantage of this. Two tender mild filet mignons, two bold beefy top sirloins, two moist savory boneless pork chops, four home-style chicken fried steaks, 15 giant Italian spice all beef meatballs, plus four award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, four crispy creamy potatoes au gratin, which are fantastic, by the way, four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and Omaha Steak seasoning packet. They put that in there, too. You don't need to. They've already got the great stuff. Plus, four juicy premium Omaha Steaks burgers for free. You will get that entire package for only $49.99. You heard me right. 76% off, $49.99. Get on your computer. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type TMOS in the search bar. It pops right up. Just add the O'Mara assortment to your cart. Remember, omahasteaks.com and enter TMOS in the search bar to get this great assortment for only $49.99. Omaha Steaks and the O'Mara assortment guaranteed to thrill. I almost said the Omaha assortment down there. I was thinking about something I really don't think about a lot, but about over a year ago, I bought a pay-per-view fight. I bought the Floyd Mayweather-Manny Pacquiao fight, and I've never
Embittered. You were embittered for days.
Taken.
Yeah.
Never felt more burned. But then, you know, I like a good boxing match. I think it's great. But I'll tell you something. The UFC, Ultimate Fighting, you know, this is why it's spectacular. And I think that it's going to be getting even more. Look, it's doing very well. Don't I sound like Donald Trump. It's doing very well.
It's strong.
You know,
it's good.
It's doing strong. But the fact is the UFC is now giving us something that really boxing rarely does. And that is the tremendous potential for upsets at all times. You got this guy, Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor?
Yes.
Conor McGregor. You got Conor McGregor, and then you have Misha Tate, who was going against Holly Holm. And you have these two massive upsets, and it occurred to me that the very nature of Ultimate Fighting, of UFC, lends itself to these fabulous upsets. And the only thing I want to tell them is you need to make it more available to all of us. I'd like to see more of it on the cable channels where, you know, where it's not always the backbreaking pay-per-view to see
it.
These great.
No,
you know,
Mike's making a great point. So Conor McGregor, really, if you really wanted to market the right way, he shouldn't have lost, right? He lost.
Right.
And Holly Holm.
Now, hold on, because I'm a total outlier on this.
Yes.
Why should he have not lost?
He's
boxing. Allegedly a great fighter.
Yes,
there's a lot of people talking about maybe he's not as good as
he went
as
up in weight class.
Okay.
So he was the Floyd Mayweather of UFC.
And they've been poking at each other a little bit.
Yeah,
and,
so he went up.
They'll never fight. But
20 pounds in weight class,
okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He lost. He lost and walked out and gave the most classful. If that's even a word, he gave the most honest interview after losing a fight that was full of class, and it beamed of a champion, even though he lost.
Say classy.
Classy, right? Yeah. Classy.
Well, he really, he knew, you know, that that it happens. He seemed to have his head around it really well and sets the table for a pretty good roommate.
For a business aspect, if this was boxing, he shouldn't have lost. If it was fixed,
understood,
quote unquote. And then
understood.
That's the way I look at it, at least. And then if you look at Holly Holm, who beat Ronda Rousey this past upset, right, was set to win again and set up a rematch.
I thought she was invincible. But when she beat Ronda Rousey, I thought nobody could ever touch her. And I hate to do the sports talk thing, but it's just, this is a product, the fight game, that just delivers. Now, with that said, the difference between this and a boxing match, you still have to take the chance with a boxing match.
Right.
But really, this is the type of thing with Ultimate Fighting where you really don't buy the $59.99, because if you do, you know, there's every chance it's going to be over in 13 seconds when they get in there. You know, it's
how
really.
How long has it been since boxing has had that sort of cachet, something to root for, something that doesn't feel like you've just been cheated out of your money? It's been a long time.
It's
long
you know, time. I really loved Buster Douglas. The only thing I bought after the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight was I bought the Ronda Rousey fight, and was one of the most history-making ultimate fights that you would ever see.
And that, you didn't have regret over that purchase.
Didn't have any regret over that purchase. I just think, and by the way, Nate Diaz was the guy that beat Conor McGregor in this match. I still think, you know, what's great about it, that the best thing about sports really is the story that you don't see coming. And that's and when's the last time like a boxing? I mean, seriously, the Floyd Mayweather fight was just a big ball of nothing.
Yeah,
you bring
it was
up
really
such
a big
great
ball
point
nothing.
That the story that exists after the event. That's one of the problems you have when you're listening to Jim Nantz, who has written the football game before the football game.
Put it in your terms. When your son used to buy pay-per-views, wrestling pay-per-views,
exactly,
it's all fake. You know what's going to happen. Right. The Undertaker is always going to
win.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Imagine walking into that. Buying the pay-per-view, being like, "Oh, this is I'm being entertained. I know what's going to happen."
Right.
And the Undertaker loses,
right? And you
blown away.
I love his quote, Oscar, where McGregor said, "I feel I was simply inefficient with my energy." I mean, that's pretty cool. That he knew what he did wrong.
I sat there, watched a man in a fitted suit who just got his ass kicked, and his face was like pummeled, to use a junkie's term. Really, it looked like he shouldn't be in a suit. He should be on a gurney somewhere.
Mike,
I enjoyed the fact that the person could take the shots and keep coming. I mean, these same nice things about it. You know, in this day and age where everybody has the spin and everybody has the BS and everything, it's nice, it's refreshing. So I just wanted to say salute, make it more mass appeal, get it out to more people. Because, look, I know I'm not going to tell what's his name, the guy that runs it. You know, Dana White. I'm not going to tell Dana White how to run his business, but the fact is that is a sport that delivers and delivers big time. And that, you know, and the reason you are having this sport on the front pages of the sports section all the time now is because you are offering these incredible superstars and these incredible matches. And I wish boxing would be back there. I wish boxing would give us some more of this stuff, and it doesn't. It really sucks. Boxing almost borderline fixed to me when I watch boxing.
I watch the 24/7 for HBO Boxing that leads up to the pay-per-views generally.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I sit there, and the enthusiasm I used to have for them when it was like De La Hoya, and even then I knew it was a little, I was like, yeah, they're getting paid on both sides here.
Right.
The promotions
team. I mean, I go back Muhammad Ali, and then we had Thomas Hitman Hearns, and then we had Sugar Ray Leonard, and then you had all these guys, and over the years, and it just doesn't seem like, you know, when they anointed Floyd Mayweather as the number one boxer in the world, and his style is defensive, it's just a yawn. He basically runs around the ring.
And some people allege that the two losses of Holly Holm and Conor McGregor, that they were bad for business. In my humble opinion, after really discussing this, it's not because they're really legitimizing the way that they set up fights.
Now, here's a question for you, Oscar. When Mike talks about make it more available, make it more accessible, do you think they could...
Well,
a page from WWE where they do the free the two
they
free
already
shows.
Have that they have that set up they have
it's
it on Spike.
It needs to be distributed
on
better.
Fox
okay
it needs FS1 to be Fox Sports it would really and I know where you're coming from Mike. If you're not in it 100%, you're gonna see some of these pay per view commercials and say I'll deal with it later
yeah
right
but I would like a text or a call. I'll tell you,
right now on my bucket list would be, I would love to love to go to a major UFC
like in Vegas.
Bout. I would love to do
that. You don't necessarily have to compete, right?
Oh, no, I don't want to fight in it, Rob. No, okay. I don't want to fight. I'm
just
too old for that.
Sure.
What's that knee?
I don't want to do that.
Mike in the 60-plus class.
Yeah.
I remember on Saturday night, I was coming home, and I was like, maybe we could. I was coming home from class, right?
Sure.
I was like, maybe we could see a movie. I was like, I'm just too tired to go out. Maybe we'll get the pay-per-view. Shannon will never go for that. I don't want to deal with that fight. And I said, maybe I'll just go and have dinner by myself and then go home.
Well, it's a lot of fun to watch. And you know what? That's the new hot thing in sports now because they're getting so many of these upsets, and it's terrific. And the last sports-related thing was, remember I was bragging about my Adam Scott pick in my golf fantasy league?
Oh, your fantasy golf league, yes.
Yeah, I forgot about fantasy leagues that, yes, there are others that picked him as well. And others that
picked so it's not exclusive.
I was third.
Third, you got burned.
Yeah, I got burned. The $200 payout went to the other guys, and the guy happens to be a great golfer as well. But it's a lot of fun. And moving right on, this is a lovely pivot from sports to the sport of sex, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's about time that maybe Ms. Kardashian puts away some of the little naked pics. It's not strong. It's just not
strong. Oh, you don't
like
any of those? All right.
I don't. The most recent one to me, I don't think
she was. With
the
blonde hair?
She was bringing it that much. Well, the one I'm trying to, let me see if I can find
the most recent one, and you know, when you.
Kim Kardashian.
You can only do so many nude selfies that, you know, and they'll still be interesting to people. Did you see what Bette Midler said? She said,
"Yeah, they got into a fight, right?
Yeah, okay, that's sort of a Twitter
blonde.
Battle.
Yeah, she is blonde."
Bette Midler said, "Miss Kardashian, if you want us to see something you haven't shown before, you're going to have to swallow your camera."
Because that's hilarious.
She has shown everything.
I understand now. We break this down, and this, by the way, this is. I'll show you boys. Mm-hmm. This is the photo that I'm speaking of right here. That's the one I'm talking about.
Yes. Okay, yes.
That's the famous
you got
one.
Doppel
that,
photos.
That's the one that Bette Midler talked about.
Exactly.
Correct.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm,
that's
what I'm thinking.
Now, Rob, you have the misogyny. You have the misogyny sound effect.
I do. I have it standing by.
Okay. Now, with that said, it just seems to me that she's still very voluptuous and very curvaceous, and she's always been known for her ample bottom.
Yes,
she has. But the fact is, when you look at that, she appears to be a little. How do I put this delicately?
Be delicate. Mike.
She looks like she's she has some mileage on her. Let's just go.
There it is.
Thank you. Thank you. There it is.
It was on the edge for a second.
I mean, she looks old.
Getting a little haggard.
Well, she just looked not old as much as you know. We talked about it the other day.
Maybe
when
it's
you
a
go
filter.
To those certain websites, and you will see the taboo where they bring the mom in with
C-section scar.
Does she not know? No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not. What I'm saying is, she looks like she's been busy. There you go.
You know
I'm trying to be as
busy
gentle
eating.
As I can.
When
no, busy like just. Being a hua.
Oh,
you know
Mike,
what I thought
how
when I saw
you?
It? I guess the last picture when she was going to break the internet was her with the champagne bottle squirting the arc of champagne onto the glass on her
now,
ass,
that,
right?
That, to me, was a picture that said this is a woman at the top of her game.
Well, also,
this
that
particular
says to me
selfie.
That it was a professional picture, though. It looks like she needs the help. She needs the help
Who
of
does
perhaps
it?
Some artists and stuff. And, Mike, I think you might be right. She might have been... rode hard, put away wet when she did the champagne glass picture, but she tricked us. She tricked us because she had Photoshop.
Do you think that's in a private? Do you think that's in a private home, or is she in some hotel?
Oh no,
on
that's
the road
her home.
Somewhere.
That's her home. Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
That is her home.
Yes,
she's at her home. Yeah, she's. Hey, by the way, are there pictures without the bars?
Bars.
I haven't. This is the first time I've actually analyzed this.
This is the big picture. This is the big selfie that got Bette Midler to.
I saw
some
it
lady
briefly.
Named
I said,
Chloe
she's
was
naked
involved
again.
In this too. You know, there was a lady named
Chloe.
Chloe.
I like that people are now. They have the cojones to actually comment and not feel any backlash.
Right.
Now that they know it's safe, that the bell curve is shifting down.
Well, it's an easy target, and as we see, a very big target.
Mm-hmm. When you're getting booed all the time, it's not a good sign for your celebrity.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's fleeting. It is fleeting, and it just seems to me that this particular photo, you know, she's still a tremendously young woman. And,
did you see the parodies out there of people, the celebrities that took pictures?
No.
No, I haven't.
Oh, if you don't mind, into the Google machine, Mike. Please type in Kim Kardashian naked selfie parodies or copycats, and you will see our friend the Naked Jew. That is his name, not being anti-Semitic.
Mm-hmm.
He took the same picture. And
oh, that's handsome.
Oh, jeez.
That's him. Not safe for work.
No, it's
people
not.
Won't understand, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Right. And then you've got. I have to put the naked part in.
You've got Courtney Stodden, which is not too bad, and she looks pretty good.
Yeah, that does look good.
I don't know how Kim keeps that tight stomach with everything she's got.
I think she
going
sucks
on.
In.
Pretty impressed.
I think she sucks in pretty hard.
Oh dear. Oh, that's
you see
not
the parodies.
Nice. That is pretty nasty. That is pretty nasty right there. Is the naked Jew the one with the red beard? Is that the one? And then there's a bald guy that's there too. And then Ellen DeGeneres has photoshopped it where she's looking in back with like a towel on her head.
Yes.
And then you have a dog, which is just a dog in front of a mirror with the two bars over its chest. And then you've got a piece of carpet. There's a piece of carpet that just has two bars on it. That's funny. That's very funny. I like that.
Now, I don't know if it does exist with or without the bars. Did she put it out with the bars? Because she put it on Twitter, right?
I don't know for sure. I'm sorry, give me... Oh, Max here.
Yeah, here we go.
Full bush.
She put it on Instagram, which means can be no nudity on Instagram whatsoever. Mm. They're very...
So she put the bars on.
She put the bars on. There is not one without
it. Did you search for that?
No.
Okay.
I just know...
It's okay if you did. Instagram.
But he's very, very clear about the nudity rules on Instagram.
Yes. I've heard about it a lot before.
Have you been invited to remove photos from Instagram?
No. I mean, I knew someone on YouTube. They posted a picture of them sitting on the toilet with no nudity whatsoever, but they took it down because that was too much.
One of your friends?
Mm.
No, it was someone I watch on YouTube.
You remember, remember he of CNN, Piers Morgan? He wrote an article in the Daily Mail. The headline says, "You've still got a great body, Kim, but if you're really so successful, so secure, and so rich, why do you still feel the need to pose nude at 35?
Whoa.
Yes. Is she 35? I didn't know she was that old.
Yeah,
he wrote, this was, when did this come out? This came out yesterday. My advice to those who think they have to take off their clothes to be a star, observed Mae West, is once you're boned, what's left to create the illusion? Let them wonder. I never believed in giving them too much of me. That's kind of a good point.
It
that
is
really
a good
is
point.
A good point.
There's no way to go back.
There's nothing. So anyway, he's actually going on and on about Kim Kardashian. Let me skip right down to the last paragraph. And he's just saying that, you know, why does she need to continue to do this? But it was interesting. So that's it. That's all I wanted to say about that.
I think, we'll check with her in a year and she'll probably still be up to it, but the bars will be bigger.
Yeah. It's longer.
Absolutely.
How dare you?
And the last thing before, has anyone binged or is anybody still wanting to binge on House of Cards? Is anybody
haven't
doing
had
that
a chance, but I got a report from Horny Bob Spiewak. He says it's the best season yet.
Oh,
see, it looks
do that to me.
That's
HBS.
Why I brought it up, because it looks it because the trailer looked amazing. It looked like
it
it's better than even season one. That's it. I got my. I have my answer. I'm walking on air. And by the way, my wife still has the hots for Bobby Cannavale on vinyl. Look, I'm all in. Vinyl, Ray Romano, that show, if you haven't watched it yet, I think right now the best show on television. It really is that bad.
I'm concerned about his drug abuse.
The only thing I would say, Jesus, okay, we get it. They do a lot of drugs. I mean, every single scene.
Our relationship is based on no one taking drugs. Shut up!
Constant coke. And, you know, for those people that say that's not really believable, I was a baby DJ in the 1980s, ladies and gentlemen, and that was a decade after this was supposed to take place, and I happened to be around that particular narcotic that Richie Silvestri, or whatever his character's name is addicted to, and no, they're not exaggerating. They're not exaggerating one little bit, ladies and gentlemen. That's a lot of that going on right there, but really... That show is fantastic, and I can't wait to binge on House of Cards. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, technology enthusiasts. Since 2008, Tech 4-in-1 has been providing you with a dazzling cocktail of state-of-the-art info and rib-tickling entertainment. Oscar Santana and Todd Moore really bring it week after week, but now it's even better. Thanks to me, Mike McIntosh. You know, Mac, the intern. Now that I'm a regular on Tech 4-11, the sky's the limit. Tune in and live the magic. It's Tech 4-in-1 with Oscar, Todd, and me, Mac, the intern. Available on the TMOS app, iTunes, and tech411show.com.
Aw, isn't that
That is
sweet.
A promo that screams power.
It does. And you know, Mike, he wasn't even trying and using his big voice.
I know.
Me.
That's right. I make toys for Santa Claus.
Tech 4-in-1 is what I
heard. The intern.
Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Everyone knows that 3 is a magic number. Good things always come in threes. For example, March is the third month of the year. Also, our friends over at Harry's are celebrating their third anniversary as a business. And if you're new to Harry's, how about this? Hey, how about this?
What?
Right now, you can try 3 of their expertly crafted 5-blade German razors with a handle and shave cream for just $10. Plus, don't forget the 3 main reasons to try Harry's. 1, quality. You can't beat their German-engineered 5-blade cartridges for a close, comfortable shave with no burn, 100% guaranteed, a full refund if you're not happy. 2, price.
Yes.
Factory direct pricing eliminates the middleman, and they ship right to your door. Harry's blades are half. You heard me. Half the price of the leading brands. And 3, convenience. No more trips to the drugstore and waiting for the guy to unlock the plexiglass case.
I hate that
Like
thing.
He's getting out gold Krugerrands, for God's sake. Find what you need and check out in 30 seconds at harrys.com. And they've got phenomenal shaving cream. And they've got all sorts of great stuff at Harry's, too. The starter set is an amazing deal. A razor, moisturizing shave cream, and 3 razor blades for just $15. Plus, Harry's will shave $5 off your first order with the promo code TMOS. Go to harrys.com right now.
It's a good time to
right
do
now.
It.
Mm-hmm.
That's harrys.com, HARRYS.com, and enter the code TMOS at checkout. And we thank you. Let me get out of Kim Kardashian. I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't mean it to sound like that.
Everyone's
I apologize.
Says that.
No, I just had to get over to my
news.
Boo.
Sorry.
A new survey had more than 88,000 people rank their favorite breakfast cereals of all time, and pretty much all the winners have one thing in common.
What's that?
Sugar.
Of course.
Hi, Rob.
Sugar.
I love Rob, me sugar, boy.
Rob, you just looked hungover to me right there.
Really?
How you feeling today?
I'm doing fine. Yes. I will
Do you
tell
want
you
an ice pack or something like that? I'm
the
curious.
The studio is about 82 degrees.
It's a little warm
it's
in these.
It's not helping. Yeah, it's not helping.
Can we get Mr. Spiewak an atomizer jug of water, please? Thanks.
Mr. Spiewak is just fine.
Lots
All right,
of stats.
I'll go from the bottom up. Here we go. Number 10, ladies and gentlemen. Number 10, Rice Krispies.
Bland.
Yeah, that's not a lot of sugar.
I love those.
Yeah, better
Do
in,
you
better
really
in
love
treat
Rice Krispies?
As a kid, that's the one treat my mom would get.
Do you put sugar on your Rice Krispies?
Never put sugar on my cereal.
See, that's why he's healthy.
Never
Did you put it. Sugar on your Rice Krispies when you had them?
I put sugar and then I put Rice Krispies on the sugar.
There you go. Number 9, Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries.
Very that's popular true. Among the youngsters to this day, yes.
Oh, I still could eat it. That's great. Number 8, Fruity Pebbles. Number 7, Apple Jacks. Number 6, regular Cap'n Crunch. Number 5, Fruit Loops. There's a great cereal.
That's a
right
great
there.
Cereal and a good crunch
Fantastic.
Factor on that, yeah.
Number 4, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Boo!
Really? Not a fan, are you?
No, I don't like Cheerios.
I love Cheerios.
Cheerios had bad texture because of the oats. I like rice-based cereals, I guess, or
oats.
Corn.
Oats.
Number 3, Magically Delicious. Lucky Charms,
My
everybody.
My kids destroy Lucky Charms.
Irish
they
classic.
Love them. Yeah.
Here's number 2. This is kind of weird, even though... Every time I've tried it, and I have tried it a couple of times, it is phenomenal tasting cereal.
What's that?
But it's surprising that it's on this list. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I love it.
Great
it's a
cereal.
Great cereal.
If you can find it.
Any guesses for number 1? It's. I'll give you a hint. Extremely obvious.
Honey Smacks.
No.
No.
Frankenberries.
Frosted Flakes.
No. What did you say, Pony?
Frosted Flakes.
Pony with the win. Pony with the win. Frosted Flakes, the number one. That is absolutely true. Fantastic. Moving right along, penis size is in the news again, but at least this time it has nothing to do with a presidential debate. Hulk Hogan sued Gawker.com for $100 million after they published clips from a video of him sleeping with a friend's wife. Wasn't that Bubba the Love Sponge?
Yes, it was indeed. Bubba's ex-wife.
Bubba offered her to him.
Ooh.
Yeah.
As a piecemeal.
Something yes. as a piece.
I've never had the pleasure of meeting Bubba, but the word is classy.
Nice guy. Good guy.
The friend actually offered his wife to Hogan. It's interesting. It's interesting that they don't include Bubba in this story. Well, there was no cheating going on because he was offering his wife. But Hulk didn't know he was being filmed. He didn't even know the tape existed until someone started trying to leak it to the media. Hogan has been on the stand the last few days, and yesterday, Gawker's lawyer tried to make the case that since Hogan has boasted about himself and his sexual exploits in interviews, he has no right to privacy in this case. I don't buy that. The attorney brought up one interview where Hogan bragged about the size of his thing.
Yes.
Hogan had to admit under oath, quote, "I do not have a 10-inch penis." I do not, seriously. He had to say that on oath. I say give him the lawsuit win based on the fact that he had to do that. Terry Bollea's penis is not 10 inches. I think that's Hulk Hogan's real name.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is his real name. The lawyer replied, quote, "So you were discussing Hulk Hogan's penis?" And Hogan said, quote, "Yeah, because Terry Bollea doesn't have a 10-inch penis."
That's a good court case.
Your court Jeez. System at work, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, yeah. It'll be interesting to see what it gets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? Exactly. Mr. No, Sponge could not be reached for comment.
Speaking of trials, moving along here, even though Erin Andrews won $55 million in her Peephole video lawsuit, she'll probably walk away with a lot less. Still a ton of money, but nowhere near the 55 mil. For one thing, her stalker is responsible for $28 million of that, and quite frankly, he doesn't have it. I didn't know the stalker was also part of this lawsuit. I didn't realize
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think that it was a 49-51 split between the stalker yeah. and the hotel firm, right? I think that's how it fell out.
Even if she garnishes his wages, she'll get basically nothing out of him. He's already done jail time. That leaves the $27 million from the Marriott Corporation. Obviously, they're going to appeal either the ruling or the amount. Chances are they'll settle before it goes to another judge. Experts are thinking the final figure will end up being around $20 million. So
wow.
still a pretty
still
good payday.
Good payday.
Cash.
Yeah. As for legal fees, some people think Aaron's lawyers will take 40%, but that's only if they were working on a contingency basis. Rich people don't have to do that. They can hire lawyers outright, and Aaron probably did that to the tune of about $1 million. So after that, she's left with $19 million, but here's the thing. Awards for emotional distress without physical injury are taxable. Jesus!
Wow.
Wow, talk about not wanting to go into the
Trump.
Court system. After
that's
Uncle
why
Sam,
we need Trump, you jerk.
After Uncle Sam takes his cut, that will leave her with $10 million, 18% of the original judgment.
Wow.
Pretty strange, isn't it? Really?
I really almost feel like it's a violation to tax winnings in a lawsuit.
Yeah,
it's
strange.
Doesn't seem right to me.
Let me see that one again, because that said legal fees... emotional. One thing. Awards for emotional distress without physical injury are taxable.
Wow.
So if your like arm gets blown off, you're not going to get taxed.
If
but if it's emotional distress.
If he saw her slip and fall in the bathroom and she cut herself, then it wouldn't be taxed.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Because she would have been.
That is
Man.
Stunning to me. I had no idea. The Girl Scouts are using Leonardo DiCaprio's Oscar win to sell cookies. Remember when Chris Rock made the celebrities at the Oscars buy the cookies?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
That was
uh-huh.
the big deal. It led to an amazing picture of Leo staring with pure lust at a trefoil. Well, the Girl Scouts posted a picture of a homemade poster featuring that shot, and it says, quote, "This is Leo. Leo wants an Oscar. Leo buys Girl Scout cookies at the Oscars. Leo wins an Oscar." There it is. Good for that.
Good ad.
Moving right along, I don't know if you've noticed, but people kind of like posting about their kids on Facebook. I'm guilty about this.
Sure.
Carla is too. I think we've all done it.
Yeah.
Well, someone finally asked kids how they feel about it, and it turns out they really don't like it. Shocker. A study by the University of Washington found that kids were three times more likely than their parents to say there should be rules about what parents can post on social media.
Robert hates it.
Oh, he really?
Really?
He really does. Aww. Leave me out of it, Dad.
If you just have to share something about them, your kids say they would much rather have you share positive news or good photos than negative news or embarrassing photos. I don't do a lot of the embarrassing stuff, you know.
Look at this a-hole. That's my son. Look at this.
What's the most a-hole? Embarrassing thing you or your wife has posted?
Right now I think it's pretty embarrassing is Carrie's photo, her status photo for Facebook is Julia as a little kid making a very, very goofy face.
Yes.
And that's on everything Carrie posts, and I think it drives Julia nuts.
Mine was the one where I took the Instagram picture naked in front of the mirror with the bars across it.
I remember.
A prostitute, now a little something-something, a prostitute in Cannes, France, was with a 45-year-old man last week and got paid $22 to sit there and watch him... take care of himself.
Okay.
Simple enough, right? Well, he went back to her 2 days later and wanted the same thing, just to have her sit and watch, but he had a twist to it this time.
Ooh.
As he started to do his thing, he called his dog into the room, and the dog began to assist him
as
he was doing that.
Not okay.
Not okay.
We do not have any more specific details than that, but you probably don't want any. The prostitute apparently freaked out, immediately called the cops. This is
good.
Kind of surprising.
Yeah.
The man was arrested for exhibitionism, and apparently he was charged with the same thing 2 years ago, and he may do some jail time, it appears.
Should.
The man is apparently a traveling salesman, Rob Spiewak. That's what it says he does for a living. He sells things on the road.
Okay. What does he sell, Mike?
Peanut butter. Thank you very much. Thank you. You know what? I didn't know whether you were going to get there. You're kind of sluggish today, but you got there. You didn't let me down. You got that one. You got the straight line. Way to go. That's good stuff. Are you ready for your audio vault?
Can't we just end the show?
Well, yeah, we got to do it. We'll have Rob's magic hungover audio vault when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Joe, I've been listening to the network, and a lot of these shows are getting some great guests.
I know. Mike O'Mara's show got Patton Oswalt. Tony Perkins' show got Ringo Starr.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. Who should we get?
I mean, who could we get?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we could get Rob Spiewak.
All right, let me text him. Rob, are you willing to do our show? Oh, he got back to me.
What did he say?
Go f*** yourself.
Whoa!
Sounds like a no.
I don't know. It could be a maybe. Rob and Joe Show, new episode every week. Please subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Amazon page. Hello, friend. How you doing? You look good. Why shouldn't you look good? You've been shopping through our Amazon portal, getting all that great stuff. And you know what? Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get to win a little tiny percentage.
The taste. But
let me do it again. And you know... Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage, so you feel great. It doesn't cost you any extra. It's the best and easiest way for you to support the show. I feel sorry for those who don't shop Amazon that way. How do they sleep at night? They should find our Amazon link, bookmark it, and then use it every day for when they shop Amazon. That's the way that works. Then they'd feel good because they just helped out their favorite podcast. Am I right about that? Of course
I am. Right.
Absolutely.
Right,
remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or... use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, but it means the world to us. Thank you, friend. And let's meet soon for a cup of Joe. A lovely, lovely cup of Joe. Can we do that? Would you like to do that? Yeah, why not? Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, March 9, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
Woke up this morning, and really it was a surprise, but it shouldn't have been, but very sad. Beatles producer George Martin passed away last night. He was 90. An amazing career. They called him the fifth Beatle, and he's one of the few people that really deserves that nickname that is bestowed on a lot of people.
He's the guy who layered, right?
He layered their sound. He actually was the one that said, you guys probably need a new drummer. He helped them improve their sound at the front. He was the one that said, don't put drums on Yesterday. He did the strings on Eleanor Rigby. It was definitely a partnership between him and the Beatles, but he never said no. He helped them create no end in the studio. One of my favorite stories is that, well, he'll tell it here, about what happened when they made the song Strawberry Fields Forever. forgive me, when he made Strawberry Fields Forever.
Well, Strawberry Fields started out by being a very simple song of John's, which was, again, full of his word images. He had a kind of Dali approach to his songwriting. He came back to me and said, look, I'm not very happy about that album, that record we just made. He said, I'd like to do it again.
Let me take you down, cause I'm going to...
John then came back a few days later and said, look, I like what we've just done, but I like the other one as well. Can't we put the two together? And maybe take the first half of one and second half of another. I said, well, there's only one thing wrong with that, and that is, first of all, they're a semitone apart. They're not in the same key. And also, they're different tempos. He said, well, I'm sure you can fix it. So by varying the speed of one, I was able to edit the two together. And that's how it was issued.
So the next time you listen to Strawberry Fields, 61 seconds in, it's actually two separate recordings. The whole flavor of the record changes, but by speeding one up and slowing one down, he made the record work.
Who thinks
I love
of that?
Stuff like that. Damn. That's fascinating. That really is fascinating.
And one other thing that you should know about him, I'm sure you've heard this all a million times, the piano solo in the middle of the song In My Life. This is George Martin playing piano. He scored it. He wrote this. But he didn't have the ability to play it this fast. So, Mike, just like him before, he recorded it at half speed. So this is the actual recording. So when he sped it up, to play at the proper tempo, it had that different
the
sound.
The genius to understand that, though.
Yeah.
Right?
And once again, the common theme here is sound.
Sound, exactly.
And playing with sound, not just the musicality of it. And you know what? Anybody outside of the business, we don't think in terms of that. We just listen to something and we assume, hey, that catches our ear. Yeah. But these guys were all about manufacturing sounds in that
totally
great area.
Cool.
The Stones and the Beatles. Really just amazing stuff. I love
essentially
stuff like
he invented what they needed to do. He invented in studio. Mm-hmm. I mean, 90 years is a great run. His son carries on his legacy. But rest in peace, George Martin. Thank you for all the great music.
All right.
Speaking of great music, let's turn the table on this. Remember about 2 weeks ago when someone made the montage of Trump saying China,
yes.
China,
yes.
China,
China, China,
China,
China, China.
This guy, his name is Iggy Jackson Cohen, is a bass player, and he plays bass along with it. And I didn't want to like this. But I really like this.
Let's say China. 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 You go over to China. 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 China.
China.
China. I love them. China. 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 I have to have my China. 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 Because.
And it goes on and on and on. But it's just a guy playing bass to a montage of Trump.
And, of course, last night we all found out that the steaks and the water and the wine.
Yep.
And that none of these businesses are out of business.
No, they're still there.
You can't argue with that. Do the research if you're going to slam the guy, for God's sake. Come on.
San Francisco reporter Alex Savage, he reports on KTVU, a car accident happened behind him and a car missed him by like 1 foot. Here's the audio of it.
And obviously it was a chaotic and confusing situation.
On the side of the road, Mike.
It zoomed by him. We have the video on our Facebook page. Make sure you check that out. He's not a great reporter like at Fox 13 Salt Lake City, where they had Flavor Flav doing the weather this week.
Check this out. Right over here, you see it right there in Salt Lake City? We got 56 degrees, you know what I'm saying? And then also, we're going to take it all the way right here, you know what I'm saying, the West Valley.
I'm sorry, that's Chuck Bell. I don't know
Hi
how
there.
I got that mixed
What school
up.
Do you go to? Yeah,
and, you know, you. A lot of times I like to close on something funny. Today, let's close on something disgusting.
Ooh.
I think you'll like this. This is a young lady. Her name was Caitlin Powell, and she got a safety pin stuck up her nose.
Oh, no.
The parents did not know it, and here is the mother recounting the route to getting the safety pin out of the nose. I hope you've had a nice big meal.
Her nose started just out of this one side, green, constantly, and it stunk. We went home, did 10 days of medication, didn't work. We took her even to the dentist because we thought it was like her teeth. Nothing. My brother was like, your nose, it's disgusting. Blow your nose, blow your nose. And so she blows it and out comes the safety pin. And it's like this big. It was a
like
huge
a diaper
object.
Pin.
Like it's not her nose. It was bigger than her nose. We were horrified. I was like, Did you put this up there? She did.
I'm a parent. I'm a parent.
Why would you want to brag about that?
I know.
Jesus Christ.
And you know what? If you have to have something that smells bad, don't make it be your nose, because there's no escaping it.
No.
It's right there. God, that's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Yeah, that's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the mailbag, send it along to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Don't forget to take our survey. Just click on the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means a lot. We rely on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Bye-bye.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.